Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And as we know, Tom Trbojevic cleared to play.
Yes.
For the Seagulls against the Dolphins. So, I mean, that's a huge win, obviously, for the Seagulls. And they, we spoke about this yesterday. And I thought, well, hang on a second. If you've been determined or deemed a Category 1 in State of Origin, how do you backtrack from that?
Yep, but I agree.
They've put out a pretty detailed statement this morning about how they've gone through a lengthy process internally and externally into Tom's health after he was taken from the field. And they point out that throughout the process, Tom has not been diagnosed with concussion from either New South Wales doctor, their doctor, or the independent doctor. I don't know where the disconnect is, but what it means is Tom Trbojevic should be lining up for the Seagulls.
Well, there's going to be some more disconnect, and you might be a bit more confused as well, because the Bulldogs are planning to follow the Manly Seagulls lead with their, you know, one of their captains, Reid Marnie. So Reid Marnie failed to finish the match on Sunday against the Sydney Roosters because he copped copped Joseph Swali'i's knee to his head. So he was diagnosed with a Category 1 head knock. But they're attempting to medically prove Marnie doesn't need to be stood down for the mandatory 11 days, which would rule him out of public holiday Monday clash with the Eels. So Canterbury GM of football, Phil Gould, confirmed Marnie will meet with a specialist this Friday for clearance to play. So Gus confirmed that Reid will be named this afternoon in their team list. He meets the criteria for a 7-day stand down. We have an 8-day turnaround from the Roosters match. He's booked into an independent neurologist this Friday for examination and approval. He has passed all the protocols to this point and has zero symptoms. He has no history of concussions or failed HIAs. It's up to the medical team now.
Mm.
So, and also important note, Kyle Flanagan, who was dropped several weeks ago, has been playing hooker for the Bulldogs in the New South Wales Cup. He's been playing pretty well. He's averaging more than 40 tackles a game, has contributed 6 try assists. And he also, you know, in the last outing last week against the Roosters, he had 38 tackles and a try assist in the Bulldogs New South Wales Cup win over the Roosters. So there is cover there for Reid if he doesn't get that exemption. But again, another club following the Seagulls' lead.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, where does this leave the 11-day stand down policy? It wasn't hard and fast.
No.
You could challenge it.
But the NRL always put in those exemptions.
Yes.
That we'll have to meet with the club, get clearance from the club and also an independent doctor.
Yeah.
Which is what Reid's doing this Friday. He's going to meet with an independent neurologist.
I got to be honest, Tommy, when we first started talking about the Tom Trbojevic thing, I'd kind of forgotten that those exemptions were there.
Mm-hmm.
You get so used to going, okay, he's been knocked out or he's Category 1 or whatever. That's 11 days. And then all you just do is just go, he can't play until there. And forgot about the process in between.
Yep.
And that's the process that the clubs have followed. So no problems with Manly and obviously no problems with the Bulldogs doing it. And as Phil Gould has said, it's up to the medical team now. So if they get the exemption, fine.
Yeah, and there's a text here that's saying, will the Tommy clearance cause a domino effect of high-profile players trying to beat the 11-day stand-down policy? And you've got to remember, when this policy first came into effect, the first thing that people went through was Origin, and then the second thing was finals. I remember Billy Slater was very vocal about how it's going to affect State of Origin. It hasn't affected yet because Tom Trbojevic, by all means, looks like he will be selected for Game 2. So, and he was the only player concussed from that match. Whether I think it will definitely have an impact on finals because it just goes for 4 continuous weeks. And there's, 4, 6, there's 9 finals matches that happen every single year. If you don't think a concussion is going to happen, you haven't been watching a lot of rugby league. So it's definitely going to impact teams when it comes to the most important games of the season. So, yeah, I mean, I would assume that the stock take of clubs applying for exemptions is only going to rise after Tom Trbojevic and now Reid Marnie have both applied for exemptions with their Category 1 head knocks.
Well, Western Sydney Eagles just said, has this stance opened a Pandora's box? Perhaps, but it's always been there. It's always
the exemptions have always been there, but I would I would assume that maybe clubs would push harder when it comes to particular players. So if it's a guy like Tom Trbojevic, most important player for the Seagulls, and it's a guy like Reid Marnie, you saw the, if you watched that Roosters Bulldogs game, they completely lost their game manager in Reid Marnie when he went off the field. And I dare say, if he was on the field for that game, Bulldogs are a great chance of winning and beating the Roosters because his game management skills are so important. He's one of the most experienced players in that Bulldogs team. And they had a young spine in Hayes Perham, Matt Burden. And Matt Burden still learning how to be in a halfback, and Carl Olawapu. And then, so if Reid was there, they go a long way to winning that game. So maybe if it's a guy that's a fringe first grader, a club may not push. I'm just speculating here. Mm. But if it's a star player like a Reid Marnie or a Tom Trbojevic, they may push their case.